Rocky Mountain Power will be constructing new transmission lines to carry power through the southern portion of Midway to the Midway substation, connecting it to the Jordan L Dam substation. The project has been approved, but the question of whether the power lines go overhead or are buried underground is yet to be seen. Midway has expressed interest in having the lines buried, understanding that the city would pay the difference in cost of burying the lines versus placing them overhead. Mayor Celeste Johnson explains the dispute.
The biggest dispute for us, Rocky Mountain Power is saying, fine, you can bury the line, you just have to pay for it. And we're saying, okay, fine, give us a price. And to come back with something that's between $5 million and $20 million is clearly not acceptable to a municipality. We're not in a position to say, yeah, we'll pay whatever it costs. We believe it is much closer to $5 million and that that's a number our citizens can handle.
The company also says the project needs to be completed immediately, previously leaving Midway City with little time to collect the necessary funds. A governor-appointed review board ruled in favor of Rocky Mountain Power, but now an appellate court has placed a stay on the ruling, meaning the city's case will be heard through a judicial process. Rocky Mountain Power received three bids on the project, but Johnson says the city objects to the structure of the bids after hearing from an expert hired to review them.
What they were putting in their estimates were things that they have never done before. The type of line, very expensive, very Rolls Royce, and all we need is a Chevy, you know? And then there were also several errors that made it so that the distance varied from one bid to another.
Johnson says the expert they hired had just completed a similar project in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. She says they also received independent estimates from other companies. Johnson says taking the case through the appellate court could delay the project 1 to 2 years, but they hope to work out an agreement with Rocky Mountain Power in the meantime.
Even our expert said, yeah, this project does need to happen, and it probably should have happened maybe 5-7 years ago. So we know there's an urgency here, but because there's an urgency on Rocky Mountain Power's part, in our opinion, doesn't necessitate giving up our right and our voice to solve their dilemma. We can't be a dripping pen for Rocky Mountain Power. We need a firm price, a price that they will hold to, and a price that we can go back to our citizens and say, okay, in the survey, y'all said you'd be willing to pay at this amount. You know, here it is, and it won't be more than this. And that's what we're looking for.
Johnson says there could even be enough time for the question of Midway citizens' willingness to pay for the burial of the lines to be on this November's ballot. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.